ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। हरे कृष्ण। सो वेलकम ऑल ऑफ यू द स्पेशल डॉक्टर्स प्रोग्राम। सो हाउ मेनी ऑफ यू हैड कम टू वृंदावन यात्रा। हरे कृष्ण। ऑलमोस्ट 60%। सी वृंदावन धाम इज अ वेरी स्पेशल प्लेस ऑफ पास टाइम्स ऑफ द लॉर्ड। सम ऑफ यू मे बी अवेयर दैट व्हेन द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड वॉन्ट्स टू स्लीप वेयर डज ही गो? श्रीरंगम। Maybe you can put your mobiles off, please. So when the Supreme Personality of God, Godhead, wants to take rest, he goes to South India. Then when he wants to do political, kingly activities, he goes to Dwarka and performs his official political, administrative activities. Then he wants to do tapasya, austerities. Where does he go? He goes to Badrinath. He takes the form of Nara Narayan Rishi. Narayan Rishi is Krishna and Nara is Arjuna. And he performs tapasya over there, pastimes over there. Nobody can actually imitate his tapasya that he does. Then he wants to eat. When he wants to eat, Chappan Bhog, constantly keep eating, then he will go to Jagannath Puri. So it's called as Purushottam Kshetra or Anna Kshetra. And when he wants to play, he goes to Vrindavan. And the unique feature about Sri Vrindavan is that all other places is a very official place. In all the other places, he is known as Supreme Lord. But when he goes to Vrindavan, he gives up the identity of Supreme Lord also. Matlab Bhagavata jo hai, Bhagavata, वो भगवत्ता को भी छोड़ देते हो। ऐश्वर्य, भगवान होने का जो ऐश्वर्य है उसको भी छोड़ देते हैं। ही ओनली गोज एज ऑर्डिनरी पर्सन, ही इज गोज एज अ फ्रेंड, ही गोज एज समबडी सन, ही गोज एज गोपाल, काउ हर्डिंग मैन, गवली। द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड डजंट डू ऑल दैट। इन वन सेंस द किंग डजंट डू ऑल दैट, बट ही गोज देयर। लाइक फॉर एग्जाम्पल, if somebody is say chief minister of the state, so when he goes to office, he has a chair, he has a position, he has some jai jaikar, whatever. But when he goes home, he doesn't go as chief minister, he goes home as somebody's wife, I mean somebody's husband, somebody's son. He doesn't behave with his child as chief minister. As a child, the child may jump on his shoulder. Winston Churchill One time called a meeting at 11 a.m. in the morning of all the ministers at home. Very important meeting on the holiday. So, you know, British people are not like Indians. In Indian gene is in the chromosome, you know. In the chromosome, there is a gene. And in the gene, it is written in Indian chromogene, 20 minutes late. So everybody, by default, when you tell 10 o'clock, then they will start thinking of going at 10 o'clock. But in British situation or American condition, people come on time. They come before time, relax, go to bathroom, freshen up, settled. And 10:05 or 11 o'clock meeting is the 11:05, it begins. And everybody just feels utterly criminal for themselves when they come after 11:05. So everybody had come on time and they were waiting outside the meeting hall, which was supposed to be the hall of his house. And then 11 o'clock, then 11:15, 11:30, no call coming from inside, 11:45, everybody is waiting. It's not a British, palpitations are increasing. 11:45, 12 o'clock, 12:30. So then started discussing what's happening. They told the Prime Minister, somebody, other important minister, I mean, you go and find out what's happening. So he dared to push the door and see inside what is happening. What must be happening? Winston Churchill's grandson was on Winston Churchill. And Winston Churchill had become a horse. And the grandson was riding the horse and saying, hat, hat, hat. And the horse was going out, all over the house. So they said, what is this? I mean, this is an official meeting, you are playing with your grandson. So when he's at home, he's in the homely mood. And he's not telling his grandson, what do you mean? You're telling me to become a horse? I'm a Prime Minister of England. The ruling country of the world is England today. And I'm the Prime Minister of England. I cannot become a horse. Hey, you come and become a horse for him. No, no, Grandpa, I want you to become horse. And Grandpa is becoming also horse. So he is not assuming the position of Prime Minister at home. At home is the Grandpa. Plus, what if you want to jump on my head? Please jump on my head. Want to dance on my head? Please dance. So like that, the Supreme Lord, although he is, we are talking about Winston Churchill, he is the only Prime Minister of one country. Which is, he is also going to get finished one day, die one day. But you are talking about a Supreme Lord, Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, Akhila Brahmanda Nayak, Nila Purushottam, Gaulokeshwar, Sri Krishna, who is the boss of all the creation, spiritual and material. Whatever you see, wherever you see, whatever is there, is all controlled by Him, created by Him, maintained by Him. That personality, when He comes to Vrindavan, He comes as a crying baby. He doesn't know how to talk, He doesn't know how to walk. Mother Yashoda is teaching him how to walk. Mother Yashoda is teaching him how to speak. He's scolding him also at time of mischiefs. He cut also performing mischiefs, stealing things, telling lies, eating mud. So many things he's doing. That is because that is called as Madhurya. Madhurya means you forget who you are in position and authority. And you behave as an ordinary person. Simply enamored and moved and inspired by love. There is nothing official about it. He may show something in between. Suddenly he lift Govardhan for 7 days and 7 nights. And people will say, oh wow, your son is so great. He must be a rishi. He must be a siddha. He must be a demigod. He must be a great personality. He must be tapasvi in the past life. That's why he is able to do such kind of feats. And even that, those arguments that he must be this, must be that, are defeated by others. So how can a demigod tell lie? He always keeps telling lie. How a demigod will be so bad in etiquettes that he will steal butter from somebody's house. And then they will hold the stomach and laugh and laugh and laugh. He says, ye devta hai kya? Devta? Toh chori karta hai. Haan? Isko makkhan nahi milega to wo gopiyon ke ghar mein aake peshab karke aata hai. How can he be demigod? Demigods don't do that. We don't not seen demigod, Lord Ganesh, Lord Indra, passing urine in somebody's house. We have not heard that. So how can you call my son demigod? And how can he be Rishi? Rishis are very controlled. This boy is so restless. Constantly he is, I feed him so much, he goes and steals butter in this house. And if he doesn't get butter, then he will pinch their children in the cradle. He will cut the children in the cradle. He will drink water in the cradle. So many things he does. How can he be Rishi? They are very self-controlled. So even if somebody is struck with his opulence and supreme power, sometimes like Govardhan lifting, immediately there is washed off. No, he is not. Maybe by fluke he must have lifted, but he is not a demigod, he is not a sadhu, he is not a rishi, he is not tapasvi, he can't be anything. He can't do anything which is tapasvi connected. So that is Vrindavan Dham. That is why it is special. The Supreme Lord who maintains, who controls, who runs everything, who controls everybody's mind, who controls every leaf's movement, every leaf moves with his movement, with his desire. That person becomes a baby to crawl in the courtyard of Nanda Maharaj. That is why one Muni, Narahari Upadhyay from South India, he says, I do not worship any Vishnu form, I do not worship any demigod, I do not worship anybody. I do not even worship Supreme Personality of Godhead also. I worship Nanda Maharaj. Why I worship Nanda Maharaj? Because in Nanda Maharaj Angan, in his courtyard, the Parabrahma, Supreme Lord, is crawling. The Gudgyavar Chalta Tancha Karat, Tancha Anganamade. Just to give him pleasure. How great must be Nanda Maharaj? To please him, this personality has become a baby. Supreme Lord is so powerful that the fear personified. Murtiman bhaye je asta na, murtiman bhaye. Te pan tana ghabarta. Murtiman bhaye tana bhagun bhaye bhi tota. The fear personified is fearful of the Supreme Lord. And that person, when he becomes a baby, when there is some thundering in the sky, he comes running in the, mummy, I feel very scared. He said, no, beta, don't worry, it's going to rain now. No, it's so big sound, I'm very scared. That is Vrindavan. And that we should understand, that the Supreme Lord chooses to become such a sweet person, such a sweet loving activities he performs in Vrindavan. So if we want to understand Vrindavan, then it's only concept of love, which is eternal, which is the relationship between us and the Lord, is only love. Rest all what we do is sadhana, is all practicing to do that, becoming qualified to do that, preparing to do that finally. It's like a girl is actually learning cooking, cleaning the house, stitching, embroidery, this, that, and finally, what is she ultimately doing it for? So she can become a good wife in the in-laws' house and she can express her love to her beloved in the future through all the activities. Ultimately, love is the topmost. Rest everything is temporary. Your wealth, your education, your power, your influence, your health, your age, everything is temporary. It's just going to go away one day. But that love and loving relationships that we have developed will remain. And we should only dwell in that. We should have love from the Lord, from devotees, and we should give love to others who are in connection with us. So to express his heart's love, express the love from core of his heart, Sri Krishna chooses to go to Vrindavan and perform his pastimes. Such a wonderful thing actually. What he is doing there? As a small crawling baby, he is not able to stand also. So how much age must be when he is not able to stand, according to you? How many of your mothers here? Yes?
Less than 1 year.
He's an infant. So what is he doing? They send him to Goshala. Both of them are very babies, nicely decorated with ornaments, with chandan, aguru, kasturi, very beautiful sandalwood paste. Nice decoration on peacock feather and pitambar, Krishna, Balaram. Both of them are dressed so beautifully. And then they are taken to the Goshala. And what they do on Goshala, they go and they see baby calves, calves, small babies. So they are small, so their babies also small and the cow also small. So they are holding their tail and they stand up. Like what the baby will do, crawling baby, she will hold on the bar and she will stand and support, or maybe on the pillar, or maybe on the sofa, she will hold and stand. So like that, they are holding the tail of the calf and standing. As soon as the tail is pulled for support by the babies, Krishna and Balaram, the calves get disturbed. They don't know what's happening. Somebody is pulling our tail. So they start running. So as soon as they start running, these boys don't leave their tail. Because they are standing on that, on the basis of that, they are taking support. So they keep holding the tail and the calf runs. Then what happens? The baby falls down. And still the baby is holding Krishna Balaram. And then what is happening? They are falling on the stomach. You can imagine the scene. They are holding the calf tail, and they are on the stomach. And what is the ground of the Goshala? What is it made of? Cow dung and cow urine. Mixture. A skating mixture. Very smooth skating mixture. If you are not attentive, you slip and fall down. So, there is a scene that the calf is running, two calves are running, Krishna Balarama holding on their tail, and they are getting skating all over the Goshala. They are skating all over the Goshala on the stomach. And the mother Rohini is like, so thrilled. She said, Yashoda Didi, come, see, Krishna Balarama are crawling, they are skating on the stomach, on the abdomen, in the mixture of cow dung and cow urine. So with tears in eyes of love, she is seeing. And then Yashoda comes running and says, oh, look at this wonderful sight. They are all over, going around constantly. The calf is still scared, running. Now you can imagine the Supreme Lord, Shantakaram Bhujagashayanam Padmanabham Suresham. You describe him with so many things. He is not easily reachable by yogis. Yogis try to catch him, they cannot catch him. So many descriptions are there. He is such a big personality. Who is he now? He is skating in the Goshala. So he has chosen to come down like this. Why? Just to please his devotees. He loves his devotees in Vrindavan so much that he has made them forget that he is Supreme Lord. And he only has gave them understanding that he is their child, he is their friend, he is their friend's child, he is their lover, he is their playmate. No one knows. Yashoda doesn't know. Sridhama doesn't know. Ujjwal, Subal, Madhumangal, they don't know. Radharani, Gopis, they don't know that he is Supreme Lord. They feel he is my lover, that's all. I love him so much. He is my loving child. He is getting sad. He is hungry. I should give him breast milk. I will sing lullaby for him, Angai Geet, and put him to sleep. Oh, he is angry. I should punish him. He should not misbehave. It's my responsibility to train him properly. Everybody is complaining. How can you imagine that Supreme Lord comes as Supreme Lord, and the neighbors are complaining, your Supreme Lord baby is coming and stealing butter in my house. How it is possible? But it's all possible, it's happening. So that is Vrindavan. The supreme love that we all are hankering for, we all are desiring to have, that supreme love is manifested by Krishna in Vrindavan. And nobody wants to know further. Is he a demigod or a god or supreme or what? Nobody wants to know. They said, you just remain. Jaise ho, vaise raho. Don't change your position. Whatever you are with us, remain with us. We don't want to know anything. Hamaro Murli Varo Sham. We don't have any other connection to do. Yes, Adukshat Vishnu we will pray. Narsingh Bhagwan will pray for mercy. But we love you. That's all. So that Sri Krishna in Vrindavan Dham also has got different situations where different leelas are performed. Everywhere, whatever is performed is not same. If you go to one place, you don't find everything happening over there. No, if you go to forest of Vrindavan, then there cow herding is going on, gaucharan. Cows are being taken in the ground and they are eating grass and they are playing, jumping in Jamuna and climbing the trees and they are becoming frogs. And like frogs, they are jumping. Everybody is seeing. Krishna is showing, yes, see, how I become frog. Then he demonstrates. And becoming frog and frog jumping like that, suddenly he jumps in water like the frog jumps in water. Then Balaram will do. Then Sudama will do. Madhumangal will do. Arjun will do. So everybody will do. So there is Sakya, friendship pastimes. Then they'll tease one another. If somebody opens tiffin, then they'll steal that. And steal and run away. Then keep throwing from one place to another. What we do in childhood? Something very precious you bring, then I steal it from you. And then you come to take it from me, I give it to him. Then you give it to him, you give it to him, and he keeps running. In between keeps eating, and by the time the rubber comes to him, he's empty. We have done this in childhood. This is my classmate, school friend, he is sitting here. Avinash. My school friend. So we have done that. Teasing, giving names. We have given so many names to our teachers. There one teacher called us Kakadi. And like that, so many things. So all those things Krishna also does. For example, if Sri Krishna and all the coward boys, they sit for lunch in the forest, noon time. And they open their tiffins and they say, see Kanhaiya, see what we have got. My mother has made special for you. So then they give him to taste. And they say, no, this is also my mother has brought very special. Other boy will say. And then he will give and they will taste. And then he will say, no, my Yashodamai also has given something. He will taste and he will give them. So they will say, Are, Supreme Lord means what? Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutalishma Dadana Swami Tanama Vishnu. Om Brahmana Devaya Go Brahmanitaya Jagataya Krishna Govindaya Namo Namo. We have to say all these things before we eat something. Here, before even he eats, they are eating and they are giving him from his mouth. And he is also eating and he is sharing also with everybody. Everybody is eating from everybody. So one time Lord Brahma saw it and he got totally bewildered. How can he be Lord? It's impossible. We have to chant so many mantras before we eat. And here the boys are just putting things from their mouth they are taking out and giving him. He is taking out from his mouth something and giving to others. This is not Supreme Lord. I don't believe this is Supreme Lord. So I was telling you that when the friends are opening their tiffins and taking out one sweet and Krishna is tasting and somebody says that, is it sweet? I cannot understand, is sweet or what? He said, those boys whose grandfathers are fool number one, they cannot taste sweetness. समझ में आया आपको? जिनके दादा मूर्ख होते हैं उनको मिठास मिठाई की टेस्ट नहीं कर सकते हो. अभी क्या कनेक्शन है उसका? दादा अगर मूर्ख व्यक्ति है तो पोता को मिठाई टेस्ट करने का नहीं आने का संबंध क्या है? लेकिन बच्चे लोग ऐसे नॉनसेंस बातें करते हैं. And they are laughing. See, Madhu Mangal, his grandpa has no intelligence. He is fool number one. That's why Madhu Mangal is not able to. I'm sorry, Madhu Mangal is very expert in testing sweets. Somebody else's name they are taking and laughing. Do you know when children are playing, what they are mostly doing? They are laughing and laughing only. They talk something nonsense and they laugh. And they talk something nonsense and they further laugh. There's no meaning. But they keep doing that. And all time laughing only, constantly. Even if when boys and girls become teenagers, you see them on the road from going to college, going up to college, going from college home, what they are doing? Only laughing only. On the road they are laughing. And we try to hear the conversation. It's all nonsense, irrelevant, illogical, any damn thing they talk. And this is what Supreme Lord also is doing. This is given in scriptures, by the way. Huh? This particular line that those whose grandfathers are fool number one, they cannot know the taste of sweets. So like that, Sri Krishna is performing pastimes. So one time in Golok Vrindavan, before taking avatar here, the gopis told Krishna that, Radharani told Krishna that, you have made beautiful things over here to perform. But I want to now have a place where most intimate pastimes of us can take place. वे हमारा घर होता है तो हमारे घर में हर कमरे में हम हर चीज नहीं करते हैं. और हॉल में लोगों को मिलते हैं, किचन में खाना बनाते हैं, डाइनिंग रूम में डाइनिंग खाना खाते हैं, बेडरूम में सो जाते हैं. वो हर चीज हर रूम में नहीं करते हैं. हॉल में सो गए, हॉल में खाना बना लिया, अब बाथरूम में सो, अब किचन में सो गए, ऐसा नहीं होता ना. सो लाइक दैट इवन वृंदावन इज लाइक कृष्णाज हाउस एंड ही डज specific things in specific places. So she wanted to have a special place where she can meet him in a very intimate way, ekant, seclusion. So while she is telling that to Krishna in Golok Vrindavan, what is happening? Suddenly from the chest, Vakshasthal of Krishna, one big effulgence came out. Tej came out. Bolta asa. While he is listening to her, suddenly one beautiful tej came out of his chest. In front of the eyes of everybody, settled on the ground of Golok Vrindavan. And everybody was like, it's not ordinary effulgence. It is very, very attractive effulgence. Very dhulana diponara. Tej. Asa nirman jhalo. And the gaulok vindavanacha zamini var siravlo. In front of the eyes of everybody, it just grew as a mountain. It just turned into a mountain. Not ordinary mountain that you see around here. The mountain which is bejeweled with herbs, just shining like diamonds. Like when Hanumanji went to bring Sanjeevani, what he saw? It's shining like anything. All the herbs are shining with full of lights. And suddenly when Hanumanji came, they just hid their lights. Everything was hidden. Gupta sale sakate all. That means what we are talking about, what mountain is, that mountain is filled with herbs which are like jewels. And that is growing in front of their eyes. And it grew and grew and grew, grew. Started looking up, 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 and crores of miles, crores of yojanas, it grew in the sky. And then Krishna had to stop it. Now, okay, enough, enough. Don't grow more than this. So stopped it at particular point. So Radharani said, I want to name this mountain as Govardhan. And that's how Govardhan was born. Where? Not on earth, on the spiritual world. And Krishna said, I promise you, my dear, that I will perform all my loving, intimate pastimes in and around Govardhan. So what we see today, Govardhan, is a very small Govardhan, hardly 50 feet, 100 feet tall. But what was Govardhan originally was crores of yojanas. One yojana is 8 miles. Crores of yojanas high, crores of yojanas wide, and crores of yojanas long. And then Sri Krishna performed his pastimes over there in Goloka. And then Prithvi Devi came crying and Krishna said, okay, I will appear to kill Kamsa. I will come down and perform my leela to kill the demons. Paritranaya sadunam, vinashaya chadushkrutam, dharma samstapanarthaya, sambhavami yoga yoga. I will come down, establish religion. I will kill the miscreants. I will serve the sadhus, save them. Okay, so Radharani fainted when she was hearing this. So this, she was woken up by Krishna. What happened? He said, because you are going to leave me very soon. So I cannot imagine living without you. He said, no, I am going to take you with me. No, I am not going to come. Wherever there is no Govardhan, no Vrindavan, no Jamuna, I will not go there. He said, yeah, I knew this before only. So before I announced, I have already sent Vrindavan Dham, Saurashi Kosh, Bhumi from Vrindavan, I have already sent down on earth, along with Govardhan and Jamuna. I have already sent on earth. That means this particular portion of Golok Vrindavan, 84 kroshas, is already sent on earth with Govardhan and with Jamuna. Oh, then I will come. So you can imagine how Govardhan is so dear to Radharani, so dear to Yamuna, is so dear, Vrindavan is so dear. She doesn't step out of Vrindavan. And then Sri Krishna finally arrived, took his incarnation. But before he came, millions of years ago, Govardhan came down. He took birth as son of Dronagiri. Now you will say, how mountains give birth to children? They are all people. Whatever you call, rivers, mountains, kundas, sarovara, whatever you call, they all are people like you and me, who have chosen to serve the Lord in the form of mountain, in the form of river, in the form of kunda, sarovar. They are all people, personalities, they are vyaktitva. They choose to serve Lord like that. Somebody has become peacock, somebody has become cow, somebody has become kokila, somebody has become parrot, somebody has become buffalo, bull, whatever. They are all people, they are like you and me, spirit souls, atma, who have taken that form to serve the Lord and please Him. So Govardhan has become son of Dronagiri, and such a beautiful crores of yojanas in the sky, filled with herbs. What is not there in Govardhan? Govardhan is such a place where you can live there, you can exist over there very happily. It has got fruits, flowers, it has got water reservoir, it has got waterfalls, it has got river, it has got grass, it has got grains, it has got jewels, it has got herbs. It has caves, it has got sitting places, it has got bagicha, it has got gardens, it has everything what you need to live, very simple life, is all there in that. Place to perform tapasya is there in the form of caves. Place to enjoy is there, the gardens and trees and mountains. You can jump around, eat, be happy, drink the ambrosial nectarian waters of all the ponds and waterfalls, and really have such a nice life. And he was the beauty of the whole Himalayan mountain ridge. He was the crown prince of the whole area. And there comes Pulatsa Muni. How many of you know Pulatsa Muni? Pulatsa Muni is one of the big saintly personality, but mainly a tapasvi and yogi. He's got a lot of siddhis. He can multiply himself in 9 forms. He can be 9 like this at one time only. But there's a difference between Lord becoming 9 and Rishi becoming 9. What is the difference? When Lord becomes 9, he can, through each and every person of 9, he can do different activities. But when you and me become 9 by yogic power, all 9 will do one activity only. If I raise hand, all 9 will really raise hand. It's like replica of all 9. If I do like this, they will all do like this. But Lord, when he becomes multiplied, he doesn't do same activity. They are all different people. When each and Gopi was dancing with Krishna, they were not only doing one action, all like this and all like this. They were all doing their own dance separately. But when Ravan became 9 or 10 in the war, in the sky, they were all doing same activity. Same 9 activities were there. That is the difference between us and the Lord. Okay. So Pulatsa Muni. Pulatsa Muni came there. He's from Kashi. So Kashi has no mountain. How many of you have gone to Kashi? Kashi has, means Varanasi. It's Lord Shiva's kingdom. There's no mountain there. It's all flat land. So he was very enamored to see the beautiful mountain. And you know something? Mountain is one of the 9 places which is very conducive and favorable for japa and tapasya and meditation. Which are the other places you know that are very favorable for doing tapasya, doing jap, doing meditation?
Forest.
Riverbank. Upavan, one. Forest. Upavan is bagicha. Forest is one then. Caves. Riverbank. Sarovar bank. Kinara of Sarovar. What else? Ocean bank also. Any water reservoir. There is ocean, river, talav, whatever. And the bank of that is very suitable. What else? In front of Tulsi. In the temple of Vishnu. Very favorable. On the top of mountain. Very favorable. If you are on the mountain, where do the sadhus go to perform tapasya? Not in Bombay city. In the middle of Dadar railway station, sadhu is doing tapasya. He can't do tapasya there. It's a mode of passion. Rajogun is filled there. He has to go to find Sattvagun. And Sattvagun is in these places. So one of the places on the top of the mountain. So he saw this mountain is so beautiful that whatever my requirement is there, water, fruit, silence, seclusion, good air, meditation, ekant, everything is fulfilled here. So I want to take the mountain to my village. So I come to Pune and say, oh, this mountain of Balaji temple is very good. Let me take it to Bombay. I can't do that. But sadhus can do that. So he asked his father, I want to take this mountain to my place. And his father fainted. He said, I love my son so much. I cannot part with him. But what to do? A sadhu makes a request. You cannot say no. So immediately he said yes. He woke up from his slumber and he said yes. But Govardhan said one condition. He told his Rishi Pulatsa Muni that I will come with you wherever you take me. But if you keep me down, I will not wake up again. I will not get up again. If you keep me down, wherever you keep it down, you decide. He said, so what? If you ask me to carry this to Bombay like this, suppose, like this, and to tell me don't keep it down, otherwise I will not give it back to you. I said, yeah, I will carry it to Bombay, no problem. Like this I can carry. Is there a difficulty? So light it is. So for sadhu, that whole mountain is like this, so light. You can lift it like this. For the sadhu. It's like you asking me to lift this packet, this pouch. You are asking sadhu Pulatsa Muni to carry Govardhan. He has no problem. Okay. Plus he is sadhu, so he has got full control over nidra, kshudha, trishna, hunger, thirst, sleep. any vega, Lagushanka veg or Dirghashanka veg, all is fully controlled. So no difficulty. Till he reaches back, he can still keep holding it. He says, okay, fine, no problem. I'll not keep you down. Agreed. And he lifts him up with his left hand and starts walking. I'm telling you the story a little later. Further, I'll explain to you. Who is Pulasamuni? He is like you and me, one of the Atma. Mamai Vancho Jiva Loke Jiva Bhuta Sanatana. He is a small particle. Keshagra Dasha Sahasra Bhagasya. 1,000th part of a tip of the hair is the size of the Atma, which you and me and even Pulasamuni is. He is a Siddha, no doubt about it. And he could lift that mountain, which was crores of yojanas high in the sky. And he was carrying it like a pouch in the hand. And he walked all the way from Himalayas and he came towards UP, Uttar Pradesh, today's Uttar Pradesh. And there came Vrindavan Dham. How it came there? Well, Lord already has sent it over there. Settled down in UP, in Mathura district. So as soon as he came to Vrindavan, he understood, this is my Lord's holy place. My Lord is going to come very soon to perform his pastimes here. Maybe time, but this is my ultimate destination. To reach here, I have come on earth through Dronagiri. I have taken birth. So his devotion, there was like a prize in his devotion. His heart was filled with waves of devotion, uncontrollable. And with that wave of devotion that he had in his heart, Pulasamuni got Lagushanka Veg. By the power of his devotion. And the person who has controlled Lagushanka Veg for years together, no problem at all. He was completely overwhelmed with that, uncontrollable. He just didn't know anything, just kept the mountain down and ran to respond to the nature. And then he got relieved and he came back. He took bath and he came back. And he wanted to lift the mountain. He cannot lift the mountain. You can imagine? What is more important power in life? Power of yoga? Power of siddhi? Power of tapasya? Or power of devotion? That is proved over here. All the power in the life by siddhis. But he could not lift the mountain. He said, you wretched mountain, you get up. He said, no, I told you. My condition was there only one condition. You put me down, I will not get up again. So no, you have to get up. You have to promise me that you will go to Kashi with me. He said, no, I had also promised you that I will not get up if you keep me down. So how is it that the sadhu could not control his urge of urination? Because the urge of devotion in the heart of Govardhan was much, much higher than the sadhu's urge or desire. So sadhu's position was defeated by the devotion of Govardhan. So sadhu cursed him. You're not coming with me? I curse you. That you will go to the under the ground every single day by the size of one mustard seed. Til ke roop akar mein aap jameen mein dasoge. This is my curse to you. And when is this happening? Satyayuga. In the beginning of Satyayuga this happened. Satyayuga is how many years? 17,65,000 years. Then comes Trita Yuga, 8,64,000 years. Maybe more, I am telling you wrong. So 12,96,000 years, sorry. 17,96,000 I think, if I am not wrong. Something like that, 18 lakh years. Then 12,96,000 years is Trita Yuga. 8,64,000 is Dwapar Yuga. And 4,32,000 is Kali Yuga. So by the time one yuga passed, 17 lakh years passed. By the time Treta Yuga came, another 8,64,000 years passed. So how much he must have reduced himself? Okay, now hear the story. So Pulasamuni went away, no mountain in Kashi. Kashi, mountainless still. So then Lord Govardhan is waiting over there. Why is he waiting over there? So that Krishna will come and take his service. He will waiting to serve. How patient Govardhan is, imagine. We will tell you that you will stay here. After 10 days, you will get something. We are just waiting here. 10 days. One day you will wait and you will go away. I don't want. But he is waiting for millions of years. And then comes Lord Ram. And he is performing not pastimes in Vrindavan. In Ayodhya he is performing. He is Lord only. And now where is he? He is on the bank of the ocean, building the bridge from ocean to Sri Lanka. That means on the southern part of India. And there is सो मच टाइम लिमिट इज देयर, सो दे आर हरिंग अप टू ब्रिंग माउंटेन्स, यू नो, एक ही माउंटेन में होगा तो अच्छा रहेगा, मे बी चार माउंटेन में होगा तो अच्छा रहेगा, वट एवर टेक्स फास्टेस्ट एज पॉसिबल, बिकॉज सीता देवी हैज गिवन द मैंडेट ओवर देयर, इफ यू डू नॉट कम विद इन दिस टाइम एंड टेक मी आई विल कमिट सुसाइड, इनफ ऑफ इनफ. So there's a time limit. You can't just go on artistically building the bridge with all the decorations around. No, it's an emergency. You have to do it as fast as possible. They have to get as big monkeys to big, bring as big mountains as possible so that quickly they finish job. They don't put small, small stones and make a decoration till end. So Hanumanji is wondering to see which the biggest thing I can lift up. And suddenly he comes across Govardhan. And he sees, this is a beautiful mountain. I can, saat kos ki jagah bachi hui hai. और ये सात कोस का माउंटेन है, मतलब जो करोड़ों मील लंबा था वो सात कोस का हो गया है. नो यू गेट द कनेक्शन, व्हाट इट वाज इन द बिगिनिंग व्हेन ही ब्रॉट इट डाउन एंड देन द कर्स एक्टेड अपॉन एंड सो मेनी इयर्स पास्ड, बाय द टाइम लॉर्ड रामचंद्र अपीयर्ड एंड बिल्डिंग द ब्रिज इट वॉज 7 crores इन साइज ओनली. सो हनुमान केम डाउन एंड इमीजिएटली हैड नो टाइम टू थिंक बिकॉज ऑल इमरजेंसी, यू वांट टू लिफ्ट इट इमीजिएटली. But he could not lift it. Hanumanji, you know, Hanumanji, who is Hanuman? Son of Vayudev, the strongest of all demigods. He is his son, special son, Vayuputra, Hanuman. He wanted to lift it. So first out of his, whatever you can say, pride or whatever, with one hand he wanted to lift. Then he couldn't lift, so both hands he put. Then he put all his strength, he couldn't lift. Then he thought, maybe let me see how long it is. So I had to accordingly prepare myself. So he started flying in one direction. And Govardhan started expanding in that direction. He is flying with the speed of the wind and Govardhan is expanding more than the speed of the wind. So this Hanumanji could not find the end of Govardhan. So he said, let me go on this side, let me see where it is ending on this side. So he is flying with the speed of the wind on this side and the Govardhan is expanding on this side more than that speed. So he could not find the end that side also. That time he came to know, my God, this mountain is special. I cannot do test this mountain with my own powers. Let me surrender to him. So Hanumanji bowed down flat, Dandavat Pranam. He says, oh dear mountain, who are you? Please reveal yourself. So he said, I am Govardhan, son of Dronagiri. Varasamani brought me over here. Why are you trying to lift me? He said, our Lord Ramchandra is building the bridge to rescue Sita. So we are looking for as less number of mountains as possible to fill the ocean fast and complete the bridge. That's why I was lifting you. He said, yeah, to serve my Lord you are lifting me. Lift me immediately. He became light like cotton actually. And his one finger he lifted it. That mountain he was using his all strength to lift. He couldn't lift him. And suddenly by the desire of Govardhan, he was liftable immediately. And he lifted and he flew in the sky instantly. Give me some water please. So when he was lifted in the sky, and he was about to go to south direction, suddenly a message, Akashvani came in the sky. Enough bridge is complete right now. No need to bring any more mountains. Yes. So Hanumanji immediately came down and put the mountain down. At that time, mountain Govardhan cried like anything. Unlimitedly he cried. And Hanumanji was bewildered. Hanumanji was surprised. Ki, what devotion, I cannot see ever before like this. Somebody was so sorry that he could not serve the Lord. Somebody so upset that he waited for millions of years and after millions of years he got one opportunity and even that is lost. For that, this devotee is crying so much. He was really impressed. Now, Hanumanji is not an ordinary devotee. Hanumanji is a very special devotee of Lord. Very, very special. And he is feeling amazed. He has not seen less devotees in life. He has seen many sadhus and their devotion he has experienced. But looking at his devotion and his separation, viraha, he is amazed. And he goes to Lord Ram and tells all the story. You know, in the process, I was bringing one mountain called Govardhan. And he was crying so much. He said, yes, 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 he is my devotee. He is waiting for me. And please, after the whole thing gets over, go and give a message that I am very pleased with your devotion and your desire to serve me. Because I could not take your service this time, next time I will come as Krishna and perform my innermost private confidential pastimes in and around Govardhan mountain. Please go and tell him. So another one yuga he has to wait. It's not like, I'll bring Sita to Ayodhya and immediately I'll come and meet you. It's not like that. Next incarnation, at the end of Dwapar Yuga, another 8,64,000 years he has to wait. So, abhi rone se kaam nahi hua, abhi aur rukna hai. And then came Krishna at the end of Dwapar Yuga. So, is the mountain of same size by the time? No, it is really going down. And what Krishna lifted was that mountain. And people are still questioning, how can the Lord lift mountain? It's all kapol kalpit story. It's not true. It's all wo kuch sadhuon ne logon ko ullu banane ke liye sab past time likhe rakha hai. Na Bhagwan hai, na Bhagwan mein shakti hai, koi mountain utha sakta hai kya? But if we have to have faith, then we understand that Pulastha Muni lifted the original mountain. Hanumanji lifted mountain in between. And Sri Krishna lifted the smallest mountain actually. Now if the minute anumatra part and parcel of Krishna after performing sadhana and attaining siddhi can lift the crores of miles high mountain, the one who made that person only cannot lift the mountain. And why he has to lift something? He can, is he lifting earth? But earth is floating in the space. Have you seen suddenly on one fine day on 11th January the Mars came and smashed on earth? Just fell on earth, lost his balance and fell on earth. Then another day, 26 January, Shukra came and fell on earth. Has suna aapne kabhi? Indralok fell on earth. They could not balance themselves, they fell down. Hare, there are millions of spheres in the sky floating. There are nobody lifting them. With the scientific forces, they are just floating in the sky. That means they are weightless actually. And we still know earth has got such a massive weight. But still, something which floats that is weightless. This is not true. Your balloon has some weight when you keep it down. You put the gas inside, it has no weight, it has negative weight. Why negative weight? It's not standing and floating, it's going up. Utplavita is going up. So Lord is making the whole earth which has the mountain in that float in the sky. It can't make Govardhan float in the sky. And not one, there are hundreds of mountains on the earth. And all are on earth, and the earth with all the mountains and all the mansions is floating in the sky. And we are questioning, how can the Lord lift a mountain? Reason is only lack of faith. The faith is not there, everything is false. What is there? If there is no faith, then nothing exists. If the faith is not there, your mother is not your mother. Have you done test? Have you done DNA test with your mother? Anybody is here in the assembly here who has done his DNA test with his mother to prove that she is my mother? With father, with brother, anybody has done? But life is going on. You love each other, you love, he serves as father, she serves as mother, you serve as son and you serve as brother, sister, all of are living, every bhaubis, every dashara, every come, we are coming together, expressing your love, doing sacrifice. Do we need to do DNA test for that? Why this man is doing so much sacrifice for me? Does he have some motivation behind that? Let me find out whether he is real father or not. Let me do the test. The test is done only when Indrani Mukherjee case comes. Otherwise there is no test required. And there is so much of complications of faith. It's like, you know, my children and your children. Matlab the husband is telling his wife. Listen carefully. Huh? My children and your children. Husband is telling his wife. Are fighting with our children. That means before marrying, I had many children from my different wives. And you married me before that, you had many children from different husbands. So your children and my children. And we had some children after our marriage. So my children, your children are fighting with our children. There you require DNA. Otherwise you don't require DNA. You got my point? So when we degrade ourselves now, then we have to prove so many things. When we are elevated in advance and pragat and susanskrut, we don't need so much of testing and so much of testimonies. We don't require that. Previously there was so much of faith that the son will never see the marrying girl also. Father will go, mother will go, choose from their intelligence and experience, and son will just marry And even marriage, there is a big pallu, gungat. Marriage also they cannot see. Only after marriage they will see, black or white. Because so much faith was there. My father will choose. What is that? Me to choose. I am not mature enough to choose my wife. Who is my wife? I am not mature enough to choose my husband. Today aisa ho sakta hai kya? Today there is so much of testimonial. After 1 year, when you see the girl, oh, I fall in love with the first sight. When you marry, so fall in love with first sight, love at first sight, and divorce at first fight. When you have first fight, out. You don't want to continue with you. But a Vedic life is so powerful, imagine. So if there is faith, there is Lord. If there is no faith, there is no Lord. There is no mother, no father, nothing. How many times you have asked the bus fellow, bus driver, show me your license, how much experience you are, how many accidents you have done, what is your record? Have you asked any bus driver, any rickshaw driver you asked? You don't even see whether he is drunk or drugged or not. You still sit in the rickshaw and go. And then you get cheated by him. Some girls are taken in somewhere in the corner. How many times you have asked the pilot, where is your degree? How many flights you have up till now done? Anywhere you are sitting in the train, ask the train motorman, aapka certificate kya hai? मैं मथुरा जा रहा हूँ यात्रा करने के लिए, जिंदा पहुंचूंगा ना उधर? फिर डोंट आस्क. सो मेनी थिंग्स यू आर डूइंग इन लाइफ विच यू आर नॉट टेस्टेड, विच आर नॉट आस्क प्रूफ फॉर, एंड दैट टाइम यू डोंट फील दैट. इज नॉट अनसाइंटिफिक? यू बाय एंड गो एंड पिकअप एनी डैम थिंग फ्रॉम द शॉपिंग मॉल. डू यू क्वेश्चन योर ISI मार्क, ए मार्क, वो मार्क, ग्रीन मार्क, येलो मार्क, सो मेनी मार्क्स आर देयर. बट व्हाट इज द गारंटी? यू नो ऑल द चीटिंग इज गोइंग ऑन एंड यू गो एंड कम बैक. You are drinking pesticides in the name of Pepsi Cola, 26 rupees bottle. And you don't question. But when it comes to God, you question. I am a scientific man. I want to find a proof. Unless I see him, I don't believe. If he is there, show me. Otherwise, I don't believe in him. So God says, go to hell if you don't want to believe it. Who cares? I don't need people like you. Those who have such kind of mentality. So all the story which I'm telling you now has no meaning if you don't have faith. अरे कौन पुलस्त मुनि, किसने देखा है उसको? इतना बड़ा करोड़ों का लंबा माउंटेन उठा रहा है, बोलता हाथ में और लेके जा रहा है ऐसे ही खिलौने जैसा. I don't have any faith in this. क्या माउंटेन का बच्चा, माउंटेन? Who has heard this? We have not seen mountain giving birth to mountain here. और किधर आता है वो? क्या है सब फालतू की रही है, सब ऑल बोगस. It all will remain bogus when there is no faith. But with the little faith, everything becomes meaningful. Every lady becomes meaningful as mother. Every man becomes meaningful as father. By the power of faith. Every journey that you do in train and flight becomes meaningful. It will take you to one destination to another destination. Isn't that true? I used to say, no. First, I will spend 5 days in analyzing the pilot in which I am flying. So you will never reach only Mathura. You will be there only. Analyzing only. Unless I will taste the petrol every time I fill up by chemical testing, I will not fill it in my car. Then you sit there only in the petrol pump only, full time. Udhar hi apna ghar banana, udhar hi laboratory banana, udhar hi test karte baithna. And don't travel anywhere. Life will not work like that, na? Life will not go ahead like that. If you are putting your doubt every single place where you are going, then you cannot just progress only, you are just stuck there. So why we become so scientific suddenly when it comes to Adhyatma? Suddenly we become very educated, we become very qualified people, we are MBBS, we are this, we are that, I am a scientist, I am this, I am not a fool, I need testimony for everything. Everything becomes scientific and everything becomes doubtful suddenly when Adhyatma comes in picture. But when you live your day-to-day life, do you test whether your wife is having HIV positive or not before marriage? How many people do that? Tell me. Even today, with such high prevalence of HIV, high prevalence of HBSAG, high prevalence of swine flu. How many people are testing that they are before marriage, they are saying kundli, they are saying everything. Paisa dekhte hain, nokri sab dekhte hain. How many people are doing HIV testing? Tell me. But marriage has taken place, the marriages are stopped. Kya? All marriages are now withheld by law. Unless HIV positive, negative, confirmed, no marriage take place. Aisa hota hai kya? We are taking the risk every single day in our life. When it comes to our enjoyment personally in life, we take so many risks. Even when you go to drink booze, you don't know if it's contaminated or not contaminated. whether it is poisonous or not. What to speak of good enjoyment? Even the bad enjoyments also we don't taste. When the womanizer goes to a woman in brothel house, does he test every woman before he sleeps with them? No. So all those heinous or good activities we keep doing and life goes on without any doubt. It comes to God, immediately doubt comes up. I want scientific proof. This is not sign of advancement, it's sign of foolishness. Sign of less intelligence. Proof of less intelligence. Because with faith, life runs much better. And with scriptural knowledge, we don't become blind faith person. We don't become people with blind faith. When we learn scriptures, we develop divine intelligence. And with that divine intelligence, we develop divine faith. And that saves us from degradation and doing something nonsense. Our scriptures tells us with faith, marry with one woman, continue with whole life. You will not have any disease. You will have a very fruitful, happy life based on faith. So Govardhan, the whole pastimes of Govardhan are all meant to teach us some lessons. Then came Krishna in the end of the Dwapar Yuga, and then he performed his last leela. So many pastimes around Govardhan. And one of the biggest pastime he did is he lifted Govardhan. Is not true? Briefly, I'll explain to you. Nanda Maharaj was performing Indra Puja, and Sri Krishna was 7 years old, and he came and saw a lot of preparations going on. So he said, "Papa, don't worship Indra." So no, Indra is supposed to be important. He gives water to us. From the water, the grass grows. From the grass, the cows eat, and the cows give milk, and then butter comes, and we sell the butter and we survive ourselves. We cannot do that. No. Whether you do puja or not. Is the ocean performing yagya? Is the water not falling on ocean? Sagar ke upar barsha hoti ki nahi hai. Sagar ne kunsa yagya kiya hai? Indra ke liye. But phir bhi Sagar ke upar Indra ko barsha deni hi padti hai. It is his duty. All the demigods are duty bound. The sun has to give light and heat to you. Whether you perform tapasya or you yagya or not, he has to give. Vayu has to flow and give oxygen to you. It is his duty. You can't go on performing each and every yagya for all 33 crores of demigods to keep your life alive. So, our Lord is Govardhan, and you worship Govardhan. He gives us water, he gives us green grass, cows graze there, fruits and vegetables and herbs and all minerals are there. You worship Govardhan this time. So, they love him so much, na? They love him so much. Even if they are not logically convinced, they say, no, whatever you say, we'll do. So, Indra is very angry. And what he does, all the offerings, all the naivedya, whatever is arranged for Indra Puja is all converted and diverted to different puja. All the samagri, all the rishis who came, Brahmins, whatever purpose they had come for Indra, they just changed and their focus went to Govardhan, and they did everything they offered in mountainous forms, much, much more than what they would offer to Indra. They offered it to Govardhan. You know something? They took everything from their house. Abhi today in the evening Govardhan Puja is there in our Kunjavihari Mandir. Do you empty your year ka stock for Govardhan? Everything what you have stocked for the year. At the right time in February you stock your house with grains and everything. Sasta kidhar hai, best kahan dekhi, my wife will stock the grains in the house. Do you empty all the stock and take to Govardhan Puja? No, you take something. But that's not real Govardhan Puja. Real Govardhan Puja, they took everything in their house. Whatever things they had, every single thing they carried and offered to Govardhan. Not knowing, not thinking what for dinner we'll have today. Or maybe today we'll have heavy lunch, so evening dinner we can skip. What about tomorrow's breakfast? What about tomorrow's breakfast? And suddenly sometimes then there is a feast in temple, we think, we shamko nahi khayenge aaj, bahut khali aaj. Fruits khake so jayenge, pani peke. They may think like that on Govardhan Puja day. But what about next day breakfast, next day dinner, next day lunch? There's no thought. They offered everything to Krishna. And when the whole festival was over, when they went home, all their home stocks were as it is, filled up completely, as it was when they began their puja. Everything was filled up by the Lord again. Anyway, so then puja was changed, and the Lord Krishna is the first person who performed Govardhan Parikrama. The first person who performed Govardhan Parikrama is Sri Krishna himself. Before the offerings were done, Lord took all the Brijvasis around Govardhan. And very ceremoniously, beautifully, narrating, singing, dancing. They went around Govardhan. They came back. And then offering was done. And then Lord, in few seconds before you blink your eyes, he ate everything. He assumed such a gigantic form of Govardhan mountain himself. That means there was baby Krishna in front of mountain with millions of Brijvasis standing and offering prayers. He was there with them also as a 7-year-old boy. And suddenly he assumed the form of big Govardhan. He became huge. He had many, many arms, and with all the arms he just gulped everything in few seconds. And there was one gopi near Barsana. She was saying that I cannot come so far. So I will offer my offering from here only. So Lord created one more hand behind. Aisa piche ek haath paida kiya unhone. Aur wahan se uska offering bhi uthaya aur khaya. And that village is named after the gopi. I forgot the name of the gopi. That's near Unchagaon. Near Barsana, Unchagaon. There's one village where Sakhi was there. So Lord also picked up her items. And within nothing, no time, everything was finished. And he was saying, Ani or, give me more. There's nothing more, everything is finished. So Lord reproduced everything as it was, but as prasad. And instructed whom to offer, how to offer, whom to offer first, whom to offer afterwards. And very ceremoniously, with great respect to all classes of men, old people, ladies, children, sick people, everybody was offered brahmins, the Mahaprasadam of the Lord. And they were very happy and they just happily went home. And they saw all the stocks are filled up as it is. They were so happy. It was one of the most happy pastime of Vrindavan Dham, is Govardhan Mountain. Why? Because this pastime involved everybody. Ras Lila only involved gopis. Gaucharan only involved friends. There were some kind of people in some Leela. But in Govardhan pastime, all gopis, all the cows, all the peacocks, all the birds, all the friends, all the mothers and fathers and uncles and whatever number of people you know, kind of people you know, all of them were together in this Govardhan pastime. Even later on, when Indra got angry and he poured rains like cats and dogs, like pillars, musal dhar, even then everybody came together. No differentiation. You know, only gopis. No, nobody else can come inside. Let's all die. No, everybody was brought in. All cowherd boys, cows, calves, buffalo, sheep, elderly gopis, elderly gopas, friends. Everybody came under the mountain Govardhan. When Indra was angry. So it's a very, very happy pastime. All together, except one person, that is Indra, was unhappy. His ego was hurt. He said, "This people are so foolish. They are just getting impressed and convinced by one stupid boy who is a too talkative person. Badbad karnara ek lahan mulga, bashpal badbad karnara mulga, tachat bolnat te loka aale. And they got convinced about it and they cancelled my puja. Let me show them who I am. Let me show what my power is and what I can do. You know something very interesting? The good that you can do for others is always less than what you can do bad to others. Your power to cause harm to others is higher than power to do good to others. Unfortunately, in the material condition, when we are in conditioned life, that's why everybody is potentially nuisance element. Potentially everybody can do nuisance. Even a most pauper, most weak person, he can cause harm to you. But you want to do good to somebody, but really work hard to do good to somebody. It's not easy to do good for somebody. To preach, to give Krishna's name, to Krishna's Bhagavad Gita on book distribution marathon, very difficult. But to harm them is very easy actually. This is the nature of the material world. So Indra, every year is giving rains, so good. But what he is going to do now to the Brijvasis is something which is worst and millions of times more harmful than what good he can do. For all these years, he sent the Samarthak mountain and said, go and destroy this mountain, this whole village. Everyone in this village should be destroyed. And he poured rains like musal, the piston, you know, that we pound the spices with that. And very soon everything was flooded. The houses were getting flooded and cows and children were getting flown up in the water. It was freezing cold, it was dark because of the clouds that were gathering. It's a very horrible situation within few moments of this beautiful festival. And what is the greatness of Brijvasis? They didn't say, all because of Krishna. We shouldn't have listened to him. All this is happening because we have enraged Indra because of listening to this nonsense, naughty boy. No, they are calling him only, Krishna, Krishna, Mahabaho. You and me will think, arey, abhi to bas bolo usko, usne to itna sab, uske wajah se sab kuch ho raha hai. Can't call him only to rescue. No, but they have so much faith. They didn't think that because of him, such a wrath is coming up, now we'll find some other shelter. Now enough of Krishna. Enough we have faith in him. He is causing us so much damage by his misbehavior. He is causing anger to Indra, who is going to destroy us. Now look at what's happening. Already what's happening, you see. But still they are calling him only. And still he says, don't worry, my dear friends. Come behind me. They didn't ask, where are you taking us now? First we listen to you and change the aarti ka paraphernalia and change the aarti to Govardhan Puja. Now you are taking us, where you are taking us now? They followed him. And he took them to Pravishtavan. And in the Pravishtavan, he went underground and lifted the Govardhan mountain. Now you and me are already aware what I am going to tell next in story. Anybody is not aware here? Yeah, I am now going to tell that Krishna lifted Govardhan. All of you know that I am going to tell you. But the Brijvasis did not know what he was going to do. Please understand. It's not a script was given to them. Ki ab aisa karenge na, pehle wo aayega, phir wo Indra Krishna ko aisa bolega, phir wo Krishna ka baat sunenge. Wo script likha hua hai pura. Phir uske baad mein puja hogi, phir parikrama hogi, uske baad khana khayenge, so jayenge, phir raat ko barish aayegi. Raat ko barish aayegi, phir Krishna ko bulayenge, phir wo leke jayega, phir Krishna parvat uthayega. 7 days, 7 days utha ke rakhega, phir niche rakhega, phir drama end. This is what we do when we are doing the natak of that. We all are aware, even children are not, children for example, abhi, बहुत ड्रामा चल रहा है और बहुत बारिश हो रही है जोरदार, ऐसा ब्रजवासी ड्रामा में भाग रहे हैं, इधर अरे लाइफ के लिए भाग रहे हैं, तो बच्चे लोग जो बैठते हैं ना फ्रंट सीट पे, बोलते हैं अरे अभी देखो पुली है ना, पुली उस पर कृष्णा चढ़ेगा और वो पुली को खींचेगा ना, ये माउंटेन ऊपर जाएगा, बारिश रुक जाएगी. आई हैव सीन दिस, आई एम नॉट टेलिंग यू कपोल कल्पित स्टोरी, आई हैव सीन चिल्ड्रेन. चिल्ड्रेन आल्सो अवेयर, कुछ नहीं रही, अभी थोड़ी देर के बाद वो उठाने वाला है. सी कृष्णा इज गोइंग टू क्लाइम अप एंड ही इज गोइंग टू पुल समबडी, इज गोइंग टू पुल फ्रॉम टॉप, यू नो. ऊपर बैठा है कोई आदमी, 4-5 लोग ऊपर से खींचेंगे, पहले ऐसा लगाएगा तो ऊपर जाएगा वो. वी नो, बट थिंक वेरी केयरफुली, डिड द ब्रजवासी नो? दे वेंट विथ फेथ बिहाइंड कृष्णा. दे डिडंट नो कि एक तो गड़बड़ कर दिया है, पता नहीं और क्या गड़बड़ करने वाला है. दे डिडंट थिंक लाइक दैट. विथ फुल फेथ एंड सरेंडर दे वेंट विथ हिम. एंड देर डिडंट, इन बिटवीन वन स्टोरी इज देयर. He said, Krishna, what are you going to do now? How are you going to save us? He said, I will lift the mountain. I suppose your child tomorrow tells you, Mummy, I'll lift the Balaji mountain. So what you will do? Now if your elder son, MD, Ashish tells you, don't worry, Mama, I'll lift the Govardhan mountain. So what you will say? Abhi kya baat kar rahe hai? So they said, they had faith in his great powers. But they said, ki, are, but so many powers you have showed earlier, but mountain is very big. How will you lift the mountain? The boys are asking, show us something that will convince us that you lift the mountain. So you know what Krishna did? There's a big kadamba tree, huge. He just uprooted that tree and twisted that tree like a cloth. How we twist our cloth when we are, it's a wet cloth and you want to squeeze it completely. He just did that with the tree, fully twisted the tree and kept it there. And that tree is still there. You can go and see today also in Pravishtavan, in Petagaon. Now the tree is no more living, but it is varnished and put in a glass closet. And you can see how the tree is twisted. Sri Krishna twisted that tree and convinced the boys that I can lift the mountain. After convincing the boys and satisfying them, he went underground in Pravishtagupa. He said, you all stand outside, I will enter the ground. He went under the ground and from there he lifted the mountain. When he lifted the mountain, it was uprooted from the earth. So many snakes and so many things came out of that because they were underground. And it created a lot of imbalance. And then he said, come inside. So everybody came inside. Gradually, you know, they were scared. What if this falls on us? If we are dying in the rain, we will die from the mountain. And it's possible, na? Yahan hi mar rahe hain. तो पता नहीं ये बालक क्या कर रहा है, वो उठाएगा उसको, हाथ से गिर गया तो हम लोग उसके वजह से मर जाएंगे. सो अच्छा बाहर खड़ा ना, अच्छा डोंट वरी यू कम इनसाइड. सो अगेन विथ फेथ दे केम इनसाइड. And over the mountain, what is happening? All that rain which is falling like anything. All the mountains, the mountain ke upar, there were so many caves were there. And in those caves, tigers and lions and elephants were living. They came out of fear because so much of onslaught of rains and, you know, bijli was cracking. Everything was so horrible scene actually. But Govardhan was very happy. Why he was happy? Undergoing so much torture from top. But from below, Sri Krishna's beautiful tip of small finger is touching him. What is it doing? The finger is doing two things. All the misery that he is supposed to undergo with the onslaught of rains is no more misery for him. And all the enjoyment that he needs to have, bliss and happiness, he is enjoying like anything. Nothing is affecting him. The torrential rain which can kill thousands of mountains is not affecting him at all. The misery is finished and so much happiness. He wanted that, let Krishna lift me for 700 days, 7000 days, I'll be so happy to bear these rains. So much happiness coming from the tip of the last finger of Krishna. Imagine. And then the mother is saying inside the mountain, "Arey beta, subah se kuch khaya nahi. Upar se mountain utha ke rakha hai. Eat something, take some butter." So she's feeding him butter while he is lifting mountain. And she's saying, "See, it is good that I fed him such nice butter. Today, aaj kaam aa gaya, dekho. Is din makhan khilaya, aaj kaam aa gaya. Pahad uthane mein kaam aa gaya." This is mother's love. And all the elderly gopis are saying, "Yes, yes, good Yashoda, good you did. So much mehnat you do, so much separate cows, separate grass, separate this, separate nourishment, separate care, separate doctor, separate massage, everything you're doing. Today it is fruitful because all that work you're doing." But the boys who are there, they're saying, "Ye sahi nahi hai. Ye mataon ko to, unka to bhaav alag rehta hai, unko pata nahi rehta hai. Humne jo kushti sikhaya roj jungle mein, wo kaam aa raha hai. रोज कुश्ती सिखा के उसको हराया था हम लोग ने, वो हार हार के इतना बॉडीगार्ड बन गया, वो इतना शक्तिशाली हो गया कि आज देखो वो काम आ गया, हमारा ट्रेनिंग जो था वो आज काम आ रहा है." सो द गर्ल्स आर हियरिंग दिस, दे आर सेइंग, "नो, दिस बॉयज आर फूल्स, दे डोंट नो." सो व्हेन दे आर डिस्कसिंग, द बॉयज हियर देम कि बॉयज आर नॉट हैविंग एनी इंटेलिजेंस, दे आर टॉकिंग नॉट करेक्ट. सो बॉयज गो टू द गर्ल्स, वेयर इज ऑल हैपनिंग, अंडर द माउंटेन इज हैपनिंग. That means they are also not affected by anything what's happening around. Torrential killer rains are falling and they are enjoying under the mountain. They are discussing, looking at Krishna happily. Everybody is just singing songs and watching Krishna. Some people ask, 7 days, 7 nights, there were no breakfast, no lunch, no sleep, no toilet, nothing. How they survived? With 7 days, 7 nights, they were drinking nectar from their eyes. That Sri Krishna took out his flute in between and started playing the flute. One hand mountain, one hand flute, he's playing. They say, "Don't play flute, Baba, don't play flute. When you play the flute, everybody becomes mad. You also become mad and then you slip the mountain, then what happens? So don't play flute now. It's all right, we are okay with it. We are anyway enjoying, don't play flute and add our enjoyment." Because before, many times when he played flute, the mountains have melted in the past. So he says, they say that if you play the flute now, what if the mountain starts melting from the top? We have come under the mountain to take shelter of ourselves, our lives. And if you play the flute and mountain starts melting, then what will happen? So Lord Sri played flute. And everybody was thrilled, you know, so happy. So then the ladies say that these boys don't know. Actually, he is not able to lift the mountain because the mother has fed him butter. Actually, he is not able to lift the mountain because the boys have played wrestling with him and trained him. Actually, he is able to lift the mountain because Radharani is looking at him from side angle. Tirpa Kataksha, she is looking at him with that love, loving glance, sidelong glances. With the power of those glances which he is giving, she is giving from her eyes to him, he is able to lift. Look, look, look where he is looking. So everybody saw Krishna, he was looking at Radharani. See, it's a proof, we told you. She is looking at him, he is looking at her. She is giving all power, he is deriving all power from her eyes and therefore is able to lift the mountain. So the boys are saying, no, we are not convinced about it. But we will settle this matter afterwards. So such kind of beautiful things happened under mountain. What do we have to learn? That the biggest of miseries of life can be converted into most happy and blissful situations if you love God. If you have faith and you love and you serve God, then the worst things in life will turn into the best things of life by the power of Lord, by the mercy of the Lord. So we simply have to keep faith in the Lord. The worst possible, unimaginable, inconceivable miseries of life in front of your eyes will be converted into sources of bliss, events of bliss for you. And for that, you have to continue in your bhakti to get an experience. Brajvasis were so advanced, every moment they got experience. Whatever happened in life, it was turned as a blissful event for them. This worst event where not only Krishna was tried to be killed, whenever demons came, they wanted only Krishna, not everybody else, right? When Arishtasur came, when Keshi came, when Bakasur came, whom they wanted to kill? Not even Balram also, only Krishna they wanted to kill. But Indra's episode was going to kill everybody. Imagine, every single person, every single bird was going to be finished by that one activity of Indra. But even then, it was turned into a blissful activity. Nobody wanted to actually end this pastime. Anybody desired in the mountain? They felt, chalte rehne do, Indra, barsha karte raho, hum log rahenge isme saath mein, enjoy karenge. We are with Krishna, we are so happy. Nobody ever desired that this pastime should end. Demon kaisa aaya, mara, तो ये कारण से कृष्णा कल केशी को मारा था, बहुत मजा आया था, आज भी मारो ना, तो केशी तो मर गया, अभी दूसरा आएगा तो दूसरा मारूंगा. इज दैट राइट? दैट पास्ट टाइम कुडंट बी एलोंगेटेड. केशी केम, ही वाज किल्ड, मैटर ओवर. टुमारो समबडी एल्स विल कम, आई विल किल हिम, बट सेम थिंग विल नॉट बी देयर, डिफरेंट सीनरी विल बी देयर. बट दिस सीन वॉज प्रोलॉन्ग्ड फॉर 7 days एंड 7 nights एंड दे वर ऑल डिजायरिंग की लेट इट कंटिन्यू एंड कंटिन्यू एंड कंटिन्यू. दे वर नॉट बोर्ड. क्या खाना नहीं, पीना नहीं, ब्रेकफास्ट नहीं, लंच नहीं, नींद सोने का टाइम नहीं, कुछ नहीं, जगह नहीं, सब खड़े खड़े देख रहे हैं सबको. बट देयर वाज सो मच जॉय कृष्णा फिल्ड देयर हार्ट्स विद. हार्ट्स वर फिल्ड विद सो मच ऑफ ट्रांसेंडेंटल एम्ब्रोसियल नेक्टर. दे नाइदर फेल्ट हंग्री, थर्स्टी, स्लीपी, नथिंग हैपेंड टू देम. दे ऑल बिकेम मच मच बियॉन्ड पावरफुल दैन पुलत्स मुनि. नो वेगम, नथिंग. एंड इवन इफ कृष्णा वुड हैव कंटिन्यूड टू होल्ड द माउंटेन 700 days एंड 7000 days and equal number of nights, they would have stood there happily. But kya hua? Indra ka tank khali ho gaya. So he had to stop. He had no more water to continue the pastime. His biggest power ended at the end of 7th day. So bhi kya barish nahi ho rahi, so he had to keep it down and they have to leave the mountain and go away. So we have to keep faith. This Govardhan Leela is teaching us, keep faith in the Lord. Nothing is bad actually. Were they all knowing when it was raining, ki how nice it will be? They were telling their friends, don't worry, yaar, just have faith in Krishna. See how he will do things. They were not knowing, they were crying. Crying for their children and calves. But they followed Krishna with faith. What was going to happen? You all, you and me know through scriptures. What is going to happen, what happened, every all child knows also. But they didn't know. But they still, every time without knowing, with power of faith, they kept on enjoying every single event in life. They went in the middle of the night, he played flute, expecting that we will serve him. And he says what? No, no, go home, go home, go home back. You all are wives of somebody, you all are mothers of somebody, you have so many duties, you have so many sanskaras, you have so much social status, you just don't know, no, it's not good for you to come here in the middle of the night, go home. And they are crying and crying and crying. Why are you saying us no now? We have left our homes and our relationships and everything. They were not knowing what was going to come next. When they surrendered their lives, you know what Krishna did? Krishna performed Ras Lila and gave them such happiness which no living entity can ever imagine to enjoy. Such happiness he gave. And one night on earth, he put in that one night of Brahma, which is millions of years. Millions of years of earthly life he encapsulated in one night of earth. In some 88 to 9 hours of night. They enjoyed Ras Lila for one Brahma's night span of time. They never imagined this will happen after that. Did you get my point? Sri Krishna encapsulated one night of Brahma, which is millions, and we have the calculation, we can do the calculation. But earthly they were just only 8 hours. And another miracle, when the night ended, they went home back, nobody remembered that they had run away in the night. Everybody welcome them as if they have come from cowshed. This is Krishna. We should learn to keep faith on this Krishna. All so-called misery that you feel that, oh, this misery, array, this is too much for me to bear. Abhi tak to tha, theek tha, this is like too much. All that will be turned into happiness for you. Just have faith, that's all. All the devotees who have pursued bhakti in their life with some faith, they have experienced this to larger or a small extent, that yes, my Lord, He is there and He will take care of me, and He has done this in the past also. Now I don't need any more proofs that He is there. Don't keep doubting every time. Even though He has done so many times in your life, don't keep doubting every new second, other time. Oh, He did this time, but what about this time? Oh yeah, He did my daughter's marriage, He did this, He did that, He did that illness. But what about this? What happened this time? This is too much. No, the same faith we should imply that time also. And life will continue in a very blissful manner. That is why the life of devotee is always happy and filled with happiness and joy. Because of the reason of faith that he keeps in Krishna. Krishna becomes obliged to help that devotee. Just by the power of your faith, he is obliged to help you. It's like Draupadi is crying. Hey Krishna, hey Govinda, Durvasa Muni has come. In the forest, we have just finished our lunch. Now we are finished, my Lord. Now he is eating Chappan Bhog lunch made by Rukmini in the palace of Dwarka. Such a happy occasion, imagine. Wife like Rukmini is cooking and she is fanning him and she is feeding him and he is eating in the palace, imagine. But what he does? He is compelled. He gives up that 5-star food. Gets up and runs immediately. She even doesn't know where he went. What happened? Is he angry with me? What? Something was wrong? Salty or spicy? What happened? Why? What? Something wrong went in my service? Before even she could ask him, he's finished, he's gone. He's gone to straight in the hut in Kamevan, in Vrindavan, to save his devotee. Because she has kept faith. That is, impossible condition is there now. Only he can help. I cannot do it. My things are over. Only I can call him. He can do something. So if she is keeping so much faith in me, it's my duty to go and prove her faith. It is right. Otherwise, what world will say? If devotees keep faith in you and you don't respond, what is the use of keeping faith in you? So Lord becomes compelled. Lord becomes obliged to give up his pleasure and run in the forest to help his devotees. We have so many examples in scriptures. So many times Lord has done that. So why should you keep asking, "Are unko kiya, mere ko karega malum nahi." Shabri to great thi, Draupadi bhi great thi, Bajwasi bhi great thi. Lekin main to itna great nahi hu, mere sunenge kya wo? You don't have to be great, your faith has to be great. You may not be great, you may be insignificant. But the faith that you have will pull the Lord. And pull the Lord to help you. And not only help you in a very okay way, in a very blissful way, He will help you. He will help you in a most happy, most blissful way. That means going through a misery will be an enjoyable effect for you. When you go through that misery by the mercy of the Lord, you say, don't think, not again, yaar, not again. You will want to, that Brajwasi was saying, ki abhi Indra ko aur barsha karne do, achha aega, maja aega aur. Hum log rahenge iske andar aur anand lenge. Do you know something? One drop of water did not fall on the ground. When you lift umbrella, what happens? Water falls na side se. Idhar tak bhar jata hai. Barish bhi aa rahi, chhatra bhi hai, lekin idhar se pani bhi upar uth raha hai na. What is the use of an umbrella? So Krishna didn't want to bother his people ki they are underwater up to the waist and mountain is on top and they are saying, Krishna, thandi lag rahi hai, kya karne ka abhi? Leptospirosis aane wala hai abhi. Dengue aayega abhi. Bhagwan, kuch jaldi karo, ye bahut abhi pareshani ho rahi hai. No. He told Chakra before only, you have to revolve around this mountain in such a speed that all torrential rains that are coming down from skies should be evaporated and not even drop of water should fall. We have to put so many stoves maybe underground. Ye girega to ubal ke upar bhej do. Chakra revolved like anything and did not let any drop of water from the musaldhar rain to fall on the ground. They were actually falling on the dry ground, not on the wet ground in rain season. Not with wet pant and wet dhoti and wet kurta, fully wet, shivering, and you know, asking for heat. No, they were enjoying in a blissful, beautiful atmosphere. Not even drop of water fell down. So that is Krishna. You have to have that faith. Unimaginable, inconceivable, akalpaniya things will happen to you in your life if you have faith in the Lord. Just learn to keep that faith and chant the holy name. When we, with that faith you chant the holy name, all these unbelievable things will happen in your life. Forget about others' life. You will experience it. But you have to learn to keep that faith. And how to get that faith? Regular satsang of devotees will give that faith to you. Meeting people who have faith will give faith to you. Meeting people who have more faith than you will give that faith to you. Experiencing others' lives and your lives will give that faith to you. Reading scriptures will give that faith to you. Yes, in the case of Brijvasis, this happened. In the case of Draupadi, this happened. It may happen with me also. Let me become like her, then he will respond to us that way. Aap shraddha rakhe to dekho pehle. What is the harm? Nahi hoga kuch na, but shraddha rakhe fayda milega to your life will change. Why not try this? There is no loss in this game. Anyway you are suffering, what is the difference? Tell me. Anyway you are suffering because of your karma. And why should not you? You have done something, you will suffer. But in that suffering condition, anyway you are suffering, if you keep little faith and if some change occurs, wow, it's so wonderful. Yes, it can change. My Lord can change it. Let Him have a chance from you to show the miracle to you. You don't keep faith only, there's no chance for Him to show the miracle to you because you don't have faith only. Why should He show miracle to you? He will show the miracle to you. He will do unbelievable things provided you have faith. We had little faith and thought that we will have a small hospital, 25 bedded here and there. We'll come together and do preaching and live a happy life. Lord has given us something which you can't believe. In this life we cannot make it on our own. And today also what's happening, we are not doing it. It is just happening. Believe me, it's just happening. The story is not something which we want to just impress you with some mysterious things. It is not true. What we are telling you is a true story. We had little faith, dreamt a little dream, and what Krishna did is unbelievable. And He will keep doing in future also. Please continue. That's all. You just continue what you are doing right now. The small thing that you keep doing. And Sri Krishna will prove to you that what He can do for you. As they just went behind Krishna in the middle of heavy rains. And Krishna did something which is not in their imagination. But that happened in front of their eyes. What they could not imagine was happening in front of their eyes. Every time they were feeling life is finished and something Krishna did which is unbelievable. The same unbelievable things can happen in your life and my life also. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.